Democrats blame Trump, without evidence, for vandalism of Jewish cemetery. By Joel B. Polak on November 3, 2020. Democrats are attempting to blame President Donald Trump for the vandalism of several headstones at a Jewish cemetery in Grand Rapids, Michigan, even though police said they had no evidence about the identity of the culprits. Headstones at the Ahavas Ahim Cemetery were defaced in red paint with letters spelling Trump and MAGA. The crime was reported on November 2, the day before Election Day, according to a report by Kalamazoo area CBS affiliate WMMT. Other than the red spray paint, no other evidence was left at the scene, the report stated, citing the local police department. But Democrats rushed to blame the president, who held the final rally of his 2020 campaign in Grand Rapids that evening. The Michigan Democratic Jewish Caucus released a statement about the vandalism. "The desecration at Ahavas Israel is evocative of the febrile political atmosphere our country finds itself in right now. But it doesn't have to be this way. Time and again, the President of the United States has sided with anti-Semites, white supremacists, racists, and bigots of all kinds. Now, our country is paying the price. Tomorrow, we will end it," Noah Arbat, founder and chair of the Michigan Democratic Jewish Caucus, said. Democrats have repeatedly tried to frame the president and his supporters as extremists or Nazis. Former Vice President Joe Biden even released a video last week comparing Trump to Hitler and Trump supporters to Germans at a Nazi rally. Biden also blamed Trump for a plot that was foiled by the FBI several weeks ago in which several militia members had planned to kidnap Michigan's Democratic governor. It turned out that one of the suspects wanted Trump to be hanged. One considered him a tyrant, and one had participated in a Black Lives Matter rally. Several Black Lives Matter rallies have involved vandalism of synagogues, including in Los Angeles, California, and Kenosha, Wisconsin. Orthodox Jews who turned out to support a Black Lives Matter protest recently in Philadelphia were assaulted and abused with anti-Semitic slurs. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.